start off firstly, just recognize Atlanta Hawks. It's a good series. Quinn and his staff, you know, I've said this before, they help us get better. And I think they would say the same about us. Quinn pushed a lot of right buttons, their team did too. And it made us, you know, have to try to keep figuring out how we can help our guys be better. So, you know, appreciate that. Obviously, at the end of the day, for us, it was two things. We had to keep them off the glass, and we had to keep them out of transition. And, you know, our guys did a good job of that tonight. 8 fast break points, 11 offensive rebounds, especially when there were a lot of missed opportunities, 14 second chance points. That's a good night in the two key areas that we have been talking about the whole series. They had a lot of great performances. OG was phenomenal. You know, he played 27 minutes, had 29 points on 14 field goal attempts, and he rebounded his behind off. Josh, again, the defensive versatility that he brings to the table for us, he's second to none. Cat, it's his second triple-double in the series. I mean, phenomenal. You know, Mikhail, 10 for 12 from the field, but just as importantly, 5 rebounds. Phenomenal. You know, and then Jalen, he's just doing what he does. He attracts so much attention that whether he's making shots, missing shots, he obviously had 8 assists and 0 turnovers, but he just makes the game easier for his teammates. And, you know, his ability to set screens is second to none. So 33 assists, over 50 field goals. Just a really, really good night offensively. But like I said, we did the things that we were supposed to do. And our players were really, really good with their focus and attention to detail. And like I said, I give my entire staff, Christian, Brendan O'Connor, Rick Brunson, Darren Ehrman, Ricky Foy, TJ Saint, Mo Cheeks, Mark Ryan, Chuck Allen. I know I'm forgetting Jordan Brink, Joe. I don't know how to say Joe's last name. Joe, I'm sorry. I apologize. Peter Patton. I can go on and on. Billy Lang. On and on and on about the guys that carried me. And I'm the one sitting up here, but those guys were phenomenal getting us prepared for the series, and they were phenomenal throughout the course of the series. So I take my hat off not only to our players, but to my entire coaching staff, including the video room and the performance group.
Mike, you mentioned the second triple-double for Cat. I'm just wondering, that you guys obviously have made a more concerted effort to run offense through him. Is this kind of what you envisioned for the offense all year, or is this kind of specifically what the Hawks have made you do based on the way that they play?
No, I said it before, you know, we changed the way we played offensively and defensively about halfway through the season. And we changed again after game 3. So, like I said, it's one of the many things I'm saying. I got to give Atlanta credit and Quinn Snyder. They forced us to put our thinking caps on, and they forced us to play different, find ways to make the game easier for our players while putting them in their strengths and still having, you know, it's still not, while trying not to hinder them, you know. So we changed what we've done offensively, but again, it was because we were pushed to do it. We feel pretty good about what we fell into.
Mike, this is, I think, the second, maybe the third time you've kind of mentioned that the Hawks kind of made you guys better, and you kind of hinted at what you mean by it now. I was wondering if you could go explain a little bit more about what you mean. Like, how did they actually make you guys a better team during this series?
We you know, basically the biggest thing is we had to change our offense. Again, not as drastic as we probably did halfway through the year, but we had to change it because every possession was a grind those first three games, especially down the stretch. And so we had to find more ways to put our guys in their strengths while getting to it quickly, while still having options. I'm not a guy that likes to call every play. I want our guys to be able to read where the advantage is quickly throughout the course of an action. And Atlanta forced us to find a way to do that, and we feel pretty good about where we're at right now. But it happened holistically. It happened holistically after.
Mike, you mentioned the attention to detail, the focus. Those weren't always this team's greatest traits at times during the regular season. And I know you've coached a lot of games bigger than this, but in terms of just a proud victory, where does this like rank for you? The guys just being willing to not take the foot off the gas.
I'm extremely proud of the group. And that's why I mentioned, I mean, I would have mentioned everybody on the team and the roster, because you guys know those guys. So, and I would have mentioned the rest of all the performance guys and the rest of the video room and all that. But I don't have a great memory. So I don't know all the names. But I'm extremely proud of the group. And like I said, I'm sitting up here, but my staff was un-freaking believable. And we still have a long way to go. Just as much as the players were. It's a players' league. They brought it. But I got to give my staff a ton of credit, way more than me, and that's why I said that, because it takes a village to do that. Even Derek was great.
Good job, Derek.
We haven't seen the Timberlands all playoffs.
Fair enough.
Mike, how good is it for Mikhail, confidence-wise, to have a game like this, the offensive game like this, for moving forward?
No, it was great. He just did what he's capable of doing now. Is he going to go 10 for 12 every night? No. But he was aggressive. Took great shots. But I wouldn't let it go unnoticed that his defense was phenomenal. Not only was his defense phenomenal, but rebounding. A guy like Mikhail should average 5 to 7 rebounds a game at his size if he's playing 30-plus minutes. And he had 5. So it's a big night on both ends of the floor by Mikhail.
All right, we're going to do 2 more, 1-2.
Mike, I know you said before the game, closeout games are the hardest.
Yeah.
It didn't look that way. But when you see that first quarter, you guys had, I think, 7 steals, 3 blocks, and just a 35-6 rush. When you see that, are you kind of looking like in awe of it, at what your team could do, could be?
It's hard to duplicate, however you want to say it. But our guys, their connectedness right now is off the charts. And like I said, when you lock in to the detail and you're connected like that with a group that's as talented and versatile as that group, you have a chance to do that.
Mike, with the Mitch incident, I guess, what do you make of that? Do you kind of want him to be above that, or what do you make of it?
That's hard. I mean, I haven't seen, obviously, the film. But it's tough because when you're up that big, stuff happens, and it's hard. If somebody feels like something that shouldn't happen to them happened, it's hard to keep your composure in that moment. But at the end of the day, that's what we talked about. Our guys did a good job of that the rest of the game.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.